We've spent like the last few years treating AI like this really smart oracle trapped behind a glass screen. You type a prompt, you wait a second, and text just magically appears.
Right, yeah. It's neat, but it's completely contained.
Exactly. But what happens when that oracle grows legs, walks off the screen, and actually starts interacting with the physical environment?
That is a wild thought.
It is. And that's exactly the reality we are unpacking for you today on this deep dive. We're looking into Deloitte's Tech Trends 2026 report, plus some really fascinating insights from TechFluential.
Yeah, the mission today is understanding this massive shift moving from just, AI experimentation to true enterprise impact.
Because we are no longer just marveling at what the tech can do.
No, not at all. Organizations are desperately trying to figure out how to structurally rebuild to actually harness it, and the pace of this is just staggering.
It really is.
To put it in perspective, it took a telephone 50 years to reach 50 million users. Generative AI hit 100 million users in, what, 2 months?
2 months, yeah. And now that hyperspeed digital evolution is finally escaping the screen. We are entering the era of physical AI.
Powered by vision language action models. So instead of just seeing a picture and describing it, the AI, sees a misaligned part on an assembly line.
Right, it actually perceives the problem.
Exactly. Then it uses language models to reason through how to fix it and immediately sends an action command to a robotic arm to adjust it. We are talking about Amazon deploying its millionth robot.
Wait, a million?
A million. And BMW has factory cars just autonomously driving themselves right off the assembly line.
That is insane. To help visualize this, think of traditional robots as a train stuck on predetermined tracks, right? They only do exactly what they were programmed to do over and over. But physical AI is, well, it's like an off-road vehicle. It perceives its environment, learns on the fly, and adapts to whatever unpredictable terrain it encounters.
Yeah, the unifying theme here isn't just movement, it's autonomy. And that exact same autonomy is moving from the factory floor straight into the corporate network. Just as physical robots are navigating unpredictable spaces, digital AI agents are now attempting to navigate complex corporate workflows.
Okay, let's unpack this. Aren't these agents really just fancy macros doing data entry? I mean, we've seen automation before.
See, that is the exact trap most companies fall into. And it's why Gartner predicts incredibly high failure rates for agentic AI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only 11% of organizations actually have AI agents in production right now.
That is surprisingly low.
It is because they take these broken, inefficient legacy processes and just, try to automate them. But true agents aren't macros.
So how do they differ in practice?
Well, unlike a macro that just clicks approve on an invoice because it was programmed to, an agent reads the invoice, realizes the vendor name doesn't match the purchase order, messages another agent in procurement to check the contract, and pauses the payment.
All without human intervention.
Exactly. You have to redesign the work for this new silicon-based workforce, not just slap an agent onto the old workflow.
Yeah. But employing this massive silicon workforce of physical and digital agents, I mean, that requires immense brain power. And that is triggering an entirely new corporate crisis.
Oh, the infrastructure reckoning.
Yes, we've entered the age of inference economics.
Huh.
But wait, the sources mentioned the cost per AI token has plummeted like 280-fold over the last couple of years.
Right.
So if the cost dropped that much, shouldn't cloud bills be shrinking? Why is the usage outpacing the discount?
What's fascinating here is the brutal math behind that reckoning. A token is basically the fundamental unit of data the AI reads and generates.
The building blocks.
Exactly. Even though those individual tokens are incredibly cheap now, agents are constantly running. They are constantly thinking in the background, collaborating with each other.
So the volume just cancels out the discount.
More than cancels it out. The sheer volume of tokens being processed has exploded. Suddenly, companies are looking at monthly cloud bills in the tens of millions of dollars.
Tens of millions.
Yeah.
So you can't just throw everything into the cloud anymore without going bankrupt.
No, you really can't. That's why we are seeing a rapid shift to strategic hybrid architectures.
What does that look like?
Well, you keep the unpredictable, heavy brainstorming tasks in the cloud. But for the day-to-day grind, you bring that in-house to control costs with on-premises infrastructure.
Got it. And what about the physical AI?
For the split-second stuff, like a forklift robot needing to hit the brakes, you process that data right there on the edge, on the machine itself.
Right, because latency there is literal life or death. Managing this complex new infrastructure and blending these human agent teams, it requires tearing down traditional IT structures entirely.
Completely.
The sources note that 64% of organizations are increasing their AI investments to do just that. And drawing from the Techfluential insights, the Chief Information Officer is really evolving.
Yeah, going from a back office tech manager into a strategic AI evangelist and business orchestrator.
That's a huge shift.
It is. I mean, the CIO used to worry about whether the company email server was down. Now they have to worry about whether the AI sales agent is hallucinating discounts to clients.
That is a very different stress level.
Totally. They are no longer just keeping the servers running. They are managing a digital workforce and designing how humans and AI will fundamentally work together to drive revenue.
So what does this all mean for you in your daily work? It means the era of bolting AI onto legacy systems as an afterthought is over.
Yep. It is time to architect AI-native organizations from the ground up.
Right. A place where you collaborate with AI as a coworker. Not just a tool.
The structural foundations of how we do business are being entirely rewritten.
Which leaves us with one final thought to ponder today. If these AI agents eventually start managing the very infrastructure they run on optimizing their own compute power and negotiating cloud costs autonomously, at what point does the enterprise of the future essentially become a self-sustaining organism?
Wow. Yeah, that is the question.
That Oracle didn't just walk off the screen. It might soon be running the whole building.